cute then. Now we've heard from Gray and Aubrey. Here comes Sutton.
I feel like some adults can kind of understand that, but some, like, I feel like they should, like, understand, like, kids can write stories too, even if it's on, like, a limit, and some adults do understand that, and they, like, support that, but I feel like if we didn't have a limit, we can make a really good story.
Ellie?
I feel like some adults just do not understand how kids want to be outside and they don't want to be stuck inside doing math homework and reading homework and a bunch of extra catch-up work.
You guys are all good observers, which must make you good writers, I think. Thank you for being here today, and thanks to your families for supporting you too. Thanks. We're broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRTP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own audio player, plus tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and our listen by phone number at 631-359-8728. Liz McBride, a very talented singer and songwriter, joins us coming up.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many a time confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But I'm alright, I'm alright, I'm just weary to my bones. Don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home, so far away from home. And I don't know a soul who's not been battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. But it's all right, it's all right. We've lived so well so long. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above, my eyes could clearly see the stars. Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. We come on a ship they call the Mayflower. We come on a ship that sails the moon. We come in the age's most uncertain hour and sing in American tune. But it's all right, it's all right. We can't be forever blessed. Still tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying. Get some rest.
Daryl Scott with his version of American tune here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Happy Pi Day! 3.1415926. It's also a potato chip day, which I think is a little bit less of a pure holiday. I think the Potato Chip Association or some kind of organization of that type came up with it. But worthy of acknowledgement, just the same. Liz McBride will be joining us shortly to share some music. It's been a while since we've had Liz with us, and I'm looking forward to it.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mic nights, and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Earlier this morning, we played Lizzie Kaplansky, his father, had a lifetime of mathematics in his experience. We wanted to play another song by Lizzie in honor of Pi Day.
The fun when two parallels meet or group with an action discrete, or the thrill when some decimals repeat. That's mathematics. It gets weirder. Sporadic groups are the ultimate bricks. Finding them took some devilish tricks. Now we know there are just 26. That's mathematics. What the hell is he talking about? And I know he has sung that. He has sung that at math conferences, you know, and they all get it. They're all laughing. Let's not go there. Okay.
The fun when two parallels meet or a group with an action discrete, or the thrill when some decimals repeat. That's mathematics. ANOVA incredibly bright, or the speed of a photon of light. Andrew Wiles proving Fermat was right. That's mathematics. The odds of a bet when you're rolling two dice. The marvelous fact that four colors suffice. Slick software setting a price. And the square on the hypotenuse will bring us a lot of news and genes. A double helix we see and we cheer when an algebra is free. And in fact, life's a big PD. We'll be on the go when we learn to grow with mathematics. Grange. Every one of us swears that all things are the sum of four squares. Like as not, three will do, but who cares? That's mathematics. Sporadic groups are the ultimate bricks. Finding them took some devilish tricks. Now we know there were just 26. That's mathematics. The function of Riemann is looking just fine. It may have its zeros on one special line. This thought is yours and it's mine. We may soon learn about it, but somehow I doubt it. Don't waste time asking whether or why a good theorem is worth a real try. Go ahead, prove transcendence of pi. Of science, the queen, we're all of us keen on mathematics.
That's Lucy Kaplansky channeling her dad, and that's mathematics. And I'm thrilled that Liz McBride is here with us today. I remember the first time I heard her. I should let you judge for yourself, but great songwriter, singer, guitar player, and soul in these songs that I think you'll really enjoy. Let's give you a chance to do that right now. Here is Liz McBride.
Come up in your mind, because you cross mine sometimes. What if I threw you a line? Would you meet me in kind? The grandest affair, I hoped that I would leave you there. I thought that it was lovely, but now I see you holding me on 40th Street. Oh. Whether we kiss, say bye, whether we hold and cry, keeping our dreams in mind, whether we peek, imbibe, whether we hold and gripe, we are off in time, simply living our lives.
That's Liz McBride here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome. It's good to see you.
I'm so glad to be back.
Yeah, tell me about that song.
There's always a story within a song, a story within a story, a song within a song. But I wanted to play this one, number one, because I haven't played it out ever, so everybody's getting a treat in terms of first with that one. But also, like, the rhymes. I really love songwriting, and so one thing that I loved about this song, especially putting it together, my songs can be catchy, but they can also be rhymey and, like, studies of how to put a song together. And this one was playing with two things. So there's no chorus, as you probably heard, and there's only two verses, a bridge, and I think this really interesting riff. And so I was playing with that and a memory as well as rhymes.
Yeah, the structure actually caught me right away. I'm thinking, oh, this is, you know, I like what's going on here. And the intertwining of, you know, the riff part, as you mentioned, do you remember when that came into your head? Was that sudden or?
I mean, it's inspired by a different song that I heard. Mac and Carol, that riff, because you could hear it if you hear his song. But Mac and Carol is a great writer out of L.A. In California, and I loved his music. I love it. I found it during the pandemic, and he came out with a record called Learning How to Swim. And one of those songs kind of has some kind of riff that's in there. So part of it is lifted, I will admit, but it became my own thing as I was writing my own song.
Well, and I've read, I can't remember, there was a name given to this. It was the blank effect, where most works of creativity come from the intersection of ideas had by others, yeah. That you put the intersections together with your own brain, but it's very hard to either be totally original. Not to say that you weren't, but I mean, we usually have things that come at us, but they come at us all in their own ways, if that makes sense. I'm going to have to try to look. There was a book about that that I really enjoyed, but unlike you, my memory can't go back and think exactly where that came from. I know you're playing some on Substack, if you just search on your name, Liz McBride, and that's great to know that you're doing that. Are you out playing live anywhere these days?
Yes, so some things are slowly coming through because I never plan. I'm balancing work and playing guitar on my own, so folks ask me out of nowhere to play shows. There's a songwriter night at Bontha House. I'm going to be playing with Ty and Luana. So we're going to be doing that, I think, first Saturday of April.
That's great. Where is Bontha House?
It might be Bantha, actually. It's a tea house in Garfield on
Penn
Avenue.
That's great. It's good to hear. And when it's the first...
First Saturday. My phone is out there, so I don't have
the
date.
I'll take a look.
Talking about memories. But
first Saturday in April.
First Saturday in April.
Okay, that's not too far away. February and March are great for dates. We, like, get to rehearse the dates. It's like we have two Friday the 13th, we have two Saturday the 14th, except in leap year. Mm-hmm. At least I was grateful that happened. I will research that to make sure I have the date right. What would you like to play next?
I'd like to do a cover. Jackson Browne is one of my favorite singer-songwriters. There's something about his songs. Mm. And this next one, I'll be doing Our Lady of the Well. My favorite record of his is For Every Man. And one summer, I think a few years ago, I was just like bumping that record. All over town, all over the place. And I was like, I want to learn these songs. So I finally am getting them. And so I'm going to play one song from there.
That is a great album. I agree with you.
One of my favorites.
Thank you.
dance we do in silence, far below this morning sun. You and your life, me and mine, we have begun. And here we stand without speaking, draw the water from the well, and stare beyond the plains to where the mountains lie so still. But it's a long way that I have come, across the sand to find this peace among your people and the sun, where the families work the land as they have always done. So far the other way, my country's gone. Across my home has grown the shadow of a cruel and senseless hand. Though in some strong hearts the love and truth remain, and it has taken me this distance and a woman's smile to learn that my heart remains among them. To them I must return. But it's a long way that I have come, across the sand to find you here among these people in the sun, where your children will be born. You'll watch them as they run. Oh, it's so far the other way, my country's gone. For me, Maria, you will find me in the shade, wide awake or in a dream, it's hard to tell. If you come to me, Maria, I will show you what I have made. It's a picture of Our Lady of the Well.
That was Liz McBride. It's something to listen to that song and think about its age, yet how it still fits the times that we're in. That's really a timeless song. I know the covers you've picked, you're really careful about what you choose to play.
I try to be.
Yeah, I did my homework. The first Saturday in April is April 4th. I had three bits of homework. The last one is the most important. Bear with me here. I just had this up on my screen. It is the Medici Effect, M-E-D-I-C-I. Oh. Innovation flourishes when ideas and concepts from diverse disciplines, fields, and cultures intersect. A theory put forth by a person named Johansson out of Harvard. He wrote a book, but he talked about discrete ideas, mm-hmm. like something you hear in music combined maybe with something you read in literature, and you have a eureka moment and something new comes. And then the most important part of my homework is to wish a happy belated birthday to your mom, Caroline, who I hope is listening. Is she, where is she? Is she local?
She will be, because I will send the link, but I heard you will also send her the link.
Yes, we'll be happy to. Caroline happy birthday. Thank you for making Liz possible. And I hope you have a happy birthday. Is she called Sweet Caroline a lot?
I almost, to us.
Yes.
Maybe the world, actually.
Yes, but happy birthday to you. March 12th was her birthday, and today is March 14th, so we're pretty close to it.
In the vicinity.
Are you writing a lot these days? There sure is a lot to write about, depending on how you... the times we're in right now could be very inspirational, but I think it could also be a time when you might not feel like writing, depending on who you are. And
I'm always inspired. That's the thing. My process can be both fast and slow. And I'm digging into songwriting even more. Because there's this aha moment that I'm realizing I'm having. For example, I understand a hook now. Like, you know, little ditties. Maybe that guitar part in my song is a hook, and in Mackin's song is a hook instrumentally. Hooks in pop music, hooks in songs, stuff like that. And there's this delayed effect that is, like, coming to me right now. So lots of ideas.
When did you start playing? We talked about this before, but for folks listening...
I started playing guitar when I was 8. I got it for Christmas, and I've always fooled around with songs and, you know, making up little ditties and things. I loved playing, like, Beatles songs were some of the first songs. Beatles, Bee Gees songs were some of the first songs that I learned, and I just wanted to sing and play. Started writing all throughout high school. I was 15 when I discovered... something about songwriting just really caught fire for me, but I didn't really know the techniques. I didn't really know anything about it. I just, like every teenager, had this ball of fury, big feelings, I need to create. And I wasn't until way, 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 way later, maybe 10 plus years, we talked about it, and the first time I came to SMB.
Yeah, and I wanted to be sure people meeting you for the first time today heard the story, because it was fascinating. You kind of... put everything, I don't know if on hold is the right word, but we'll put it that way.
Well, what brought me to Pittsburgh was grad school, a counseling program at Duquesne, and I was at work on my computer plotting for the future when I would have more time. And it's hard. When I'm in school, I focus on that, and I might get ideas and songs will come out, but I don't put pressure on myself. I didn't put pressure on myself back then, but I was really starving for a community of songwriters and people. And I remember looking that up when I probably should have been working at my job. And I saw Ben Shannon's songs.
Yes.
I think maybe it was Songberg and maybe Christopher Mark Jones, something about those two. And Brad is ubiquitous in Pittsburgh. So I learned about those songwriters here, started listening to Ben Shannon's songs voraciously. Then I thought to myself, okay, we'll get our degree. When we're done, then we will unleash on Pittsburgh, find a singer-songwriter community. I emailed Ben shortly after graduation, and I said, I love your music. I've been listening to it for a really long time, and I think something about your songwriting, it's teaching me something, but I don't know what I'm seeing here. Do you give lessons? Teach me how to write like you, but as Liz. Mm-hmm. And he responded back and was like, come to my house on this date. And we would meet for a while weekly. Then the pandemic happened. And so that we couldn't meet as often anymore. But there was enough steam there, enough conversations that allowed me to really get some more basics, more of a technical how-to about songs. And then I started writing more. But there's a lot happening in the world, and I can find inspiration anywhere. I think I'm a true creative person that way. But I want to be more methodical about what I'm trying to say. And so the process is both slow and fast, depending on, honestly, it feels like, oops, the stars aligning.
Yeah, you want to be deliberate. It sounds like we're intentional as you write. And what I remember is, I guess, stopping, but kind of turning your songwriting passion on simmer as a late teen, and then you know, 10 years or so later, it's time to fire up that pot again. And that's a very interesting thing to think about, because a lot of people who are very passionate about specific things, whatever they happen to be, think, I've got to do it now. I can't, you know, it's now or never. Sometimes that's right. But also quite often it's like, yes, I'm passionate about this, but this isn't quite the time for whatever reason. Yeah. Maybe because you're a new parent, or because you are finishing up a degree, for whatever reason. And you're a great example of, you know, you sort of turn a pot down a little bit and then you bring it back up.
Yeah.
And not everybody can do that or is open enough to talk about that. So it's a cool thing to do. I put a little video of Liz up on our Facebook page in case you want to have a chance to see her play. And it will also call more attention to her, as I've learned, because I hope you will go and see her on April 4th as she plays. If you have any questions you'd like me to ask of her, feel free to text us at 412-200-5975. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio. I hope you're doing okay storm-wise. Did you lose power at all?
Thankfully, no.
We didn't either, but a lot of audience members, a lot of brigadiers have let us know they were without power. Mm. And it's funny, many of the homes on one side of us had no power, on the other side of us had no power. We were like this island of fortune. So, well.
I was driving home yesterday. I was at the office. I work in Shadyside now. And I had telehealth sessions the rest of my day. And so the internet got knocked out. My laptop was on like borrowed time. I had a hotspot on my phone. But I was thinking, as the last session finished up at 7, I was like, okay, I hope I have power. So driving home, I could see which houses.
Yes.
And which didn't have it. And mine, thankfully, had power.
Yeah, we had the same experience. Liz McBride is who you're listening to. And here's another song from her.
yourself, you feel that you've come home. You'll never feel alone, recover what you own. Rising now, you chose to turn away. You could not take change rising like a new day. Keep in mind, on the shore of yourself, you won't arrive.
That is Liz McBride. Bruce, thank you for your note mentioning how interesting a person, in addition to a great musician, Liz is. It's neat to, you know, sometimes I think, you know, music should just stand for itself. You don't want to talk too much about it. You don't want to ask a painter, why did you choose these particular colors? But something about Liz's songs invite discussion and conversation, collaboration. I don't know if that's intentional. It might be a reflection of what you do for a living, but your songs really bring people together in a nice way.
Thank you. I'm just grateful that people listen. I play a lot at home, and I live in an apartment building, and I sometimes wonder, am I disturbing my neighbors? Because I will take a metronome and play a part over and over and over and over and over again. And growing up, this is a testament to how sweet Caroline actually is. My mom never complained. I could play at all hours my guitar, and she would never say anything. And she will let you know. She's a very assertive person, but she never cared if I had an idea and I would plunk away, you know. And so I'm like, I can't do that everywhere.
Yeah, it's amazing how as you get older, you realize things about your parents that you might not have appreciated at the time.
Yeah.
I often will tell the story of my mom and I being in Oakland one day, and I said to my mom, I was 13, I said, I want to go to that radio station. Can we look at that radio station? I'm curious. And they say they want volunteers. And not only did she let me do it, but she let me do it after taking a look at it. And at the time, this was WYEP's original studios. It was not a bad place, but it was, you know, on a dank basement. And she said, okay. And I think about that. You know, would I have done that with my 13-year-old? I'm not so sure I would have said yes to that. But I'm not so sure I would have let him or her ride mass transit all over the city at odd hours of night the way my mom. You know, my dad, not that he didn't care, but he wasn't part of that. He wasn't really in the loop for any of that. So thank goodness for people like Caroline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
what's your mom's name?
Her name is Judith, or Judy.
Oh,
and nice. Unfortunately, she's passed, as is my dad, but lots of stories. She did not drive. So I think that's one of the reasons riding transit was okay with her. She wanted to have a son, but she's was raised in Boston, and also was a really good musician.
What did she play?
She played piano, and you might find it interesting, although this is your time, not mine, is my mom had a brain aneurysm in her early 50s and really suffered an incredible cognitive decline from which she pretty much fully recovered. Oh. The very first thing that came back significantly was her ability to play piano. And I mean remarkably to play piano. Out of nowhere, one day she started playing boogie woogie and classical and all sorts of things that were part of her entire life. And that seemed to be the catalyst that built all the, you know, neural networks or whatever they are that came back. So that was something, and I was glad to see that. I had taken some time off to be with her as she was in rehab, and it was really, I can remember that day like it was yesterday. Oh, wow. To see her coming back.
Were you there when she was?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was just really, really something. And the music, it is so ingrained into our hearts and our souls. And
this kind of reminds me, as you're saying that, these little videos of older folks online, you know, in a nursing home, and I don't know the context. We have to be very careful of what we see on the internet, but this is wholesome content, and someone I would assume who might have their own cognitive decline or dementia, something like that, you play something and they sit down at a piano and just tunk away. I'm thinking of one, too, where a guy, maybe he was playing trumpet or something, I don't remember, but it seems to snap back for some folks. And
yeah, and I mean, why not? Why is it always jigsaw puzzles or magazines or worse, television? Mm. How about other things that help engage people with one another?
Oh, yeah.
This is Liz McBride, who you're hearing, and you can find her music at lizmcbride.bandcamp.com. Also, if you search on Liz McBride Substack, you can find more information about shows and dates and writing. We still have time for about three more songs, so I'm curious what you're going to play next.
I don't usually intro things. Could I say a little bit about this?
Of course.
So I'm part of a song collective. You interviewed Chris Mark Jones. I don't know if Brad was there. I don't know. But Ty is also part of this collective.
Yeah, Ty is the person who books our program, mm-hmm. and Christopher, Mark Jones, and Brad Yoder are pretty well known in the local community.
We were part of a project writing songs about Pittsburgh, and I wasn't able to make the SLB promo recording for that, so I thought I'd play a song from one of my submissions for Three Rivers Song Collective. This one's called No Epitaph, and I think you'll immediately recognize the Pittsburgh reference. A lot of my songs also are like some wordplay. Rhymes are a big part of it, syllables. I'm a wordy girl, and so I need to be reined in. So this is punchy in a way that's a little bit folky. Our whole project was about, you know, songs about Pittsburgh, and I'm not from here. Maybe that's all I'll say. But this song is really fun to play, and I hope you like it.
Write it on his tombstone. He went home today. He lived life, was fully grown. He didn't overstay his welcome, or take up that much space. He was no one's hero. 3500. He's not a copy of anyone, was influenced. He lived his life, now it's time to run, was here for it. Pittsburgh's Georgia peach. His name alone is folklore. It's a name on which you cannot sleep. In death he thought, why live on? My own tombstone should be blank. To me that's actually insane. No epitaph, no name was in a copy of anyone he influenced. He lived his life on his own terms, 15 minutes. Walking through this resting place, I can finally say I am prepared to die today if it should come my way. I have worked so long and hard, I have reached my largest goal. I'll go to bed and dream some more, to dream of growing more whole. I'm not a copy of anyone, I'm influenced. On my own terms, I'm into it. If 15 minutes is all that's left, I'll probably laugh. The definition of irony, my epitaph.
Another sharp song, sharp in a meaning clever, not hurtful, or sharp in that tone. I really like that song, and it sounds quite real. Did you see that tombstone? And
well, actually, the thing about that, I think he live streams his tombstone. Like, there's an art project on it. I don't know if it's blank. I remember reading about it as I was working on the song, because the song kind of came together in pieces. So yeah. I remember driving home from work, and I had the idea for, like, Pittsburgh's Georgia Peach, yeah. Andy Warhol. That came up. And then I was like, okay, well, how am I going to finish the rest of this verse? Like, what is the puzzle for this? And I was just like looking up random things, kind of like, I call it kind of thinking out loud, but I was on my computer in bed, and I was on his website, and I think I remember looking up this art piece.
Yeah.
But I need to look it up again. It was only once, and I was like, oh, I'll take that idea. And
he was so ahead of his time. I know that's cliche, but there are just, The more I learn about Andy Warhol, it's incredible to think about the things that he did. Liz McBride is here, and we've got two more songs. Boy, this is going quickly. Or am I losing count?
I think we have two more, yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah. I want to be sure we get them in, because I know people are enjoying listening to you. I don't want to take advantage and simply listen. I will talk between now and the top of the hour. That's the we should hear some more music. What would you like to do next?
A Jim Croce song.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what you've picked.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with.
Liz McBride, do you recall what made you pick that song? Not this morning, but to add to your repertoire.
I love Jim Croce.
Yeah.
And it sort of surprises me because maybe there's an elusive quality. So I was talking about Jackson Browne earlier, and for years, maybe 10 years, I only knew These Days. I only knew Take It Easy. And I was like, I want to learn more. And I think Jim Croce has a really complicated way of playing guitar. The writing is very evocative, and I get the words. But I remember trying to learn Operator, and I was like, this is hard. Because I do covers, and I kind of arrange them my way. But I just was having such a struggle. And then I think, Time in a Bottle is pretty new, but I love the song... I got a name. And
yes.
So I don't know what happened, but I knew that one. And then I was like, oh, Time in a Bottle, that's interesting. And I think I just fiddled around, and it worked.
Yeah, I noticed the arrangement you put to Time in a Bottle. I like Jim Croce a lot and know his catalog pretty much inside and out. And I liked... you honored him, but you made it your own too as you played it, and that's it's a wonderful song. That song we used at our wedding. It's a great song for weddings, and I know other people have too. Whew. Liz, this hour has flown by. Is there anything we should have talked about that we didn't?
Oh, no. I think we got to everything that was important. I love coming here, and I just want to take a moment to thank you all again for making me feel welcome. I feel very hopeful because this is the first time I got to actually come in and listen to the show, and I was hanging out for maybe an hour, hour and a half, and the segment before this was really inspiring because those stories, the flash fiction, I was like, oh, maybe the world's... It's going to be fine.
Yeah, and if I don't know if you were here early enough to hear three teens talking about their efforts to destigmatize incarceration.
Yeah.
That they very powerful that they're doing this without any adult. They're all close to adults now, but without any adult leadership, it's just them doing it. And I think they'll succeed.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. What would you like to finish up with?
Well, I got my book here. I'm trying to figure that out. I'm going to see. I'm going to fiddle with something real quick. We're going to do our best with, we're going to play Blackbird. Here's the thing about the arrangements of Blackbird. This one is called Experiment 86 because I just keep playing it really weird ways. And I've been practicing it, so we'll see how I can get through it today. But I'll do Blackbird.
Thank you for being here today.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you're only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. You take these sunken eyes and learn to see. This moment to be free. Blackbird flies, and blackbird flies into the dark black night.
Liz McBride, Caroline McBride's daughter. Look for her on Substack and on Bandcamp. Thank you for being with us. And thank you to all of our guests today. Gray, Ellie, Aubrey, and Sutton with Flash Fiction. And also our high school students, Monroe, Anika, and Chris, talking about their project called Project Second Chance to destigmatize incarceration in the Pittsburgh community. Ty Trusky books our program. Our education team includes Alex Bennett, Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Megan Valley, and Joseph Kukula, as well as Ben Rutkowski. Our technical director is Chad Green. Robert Gray is our director of operations, and Ricky Berger is our director of me. This is Larry Berger. And a special hello to Ellis's parents, who are somewhere here. Are they out in the... Oh, they've gone already. Well, that was quick. I'll meet them soon, but I think they're somewhere in the museum, perhaps, but they came by to visit today, and I'm glad that they did. And thanks, of course, to you. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off. I'll meet them soon, but I think they're somewhere in the museum, perhaps. But they came by to visit today, and I'm glad that they did. And thanks, of course, to you. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT.